All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:10, cloudy, temps near 90 today. And this is just something, this is so odd. So when I come in the morning, I do all my, like, I just, you know, do all my prep work and I look for Hollywood stories, what's going on in the world. It's been tough finding Hollywood stories.
Yeah, it has.
I got to be honest. And I thought it was because everybody was at home. That's not the case. I just found out that this pandemic has ruined the paparazzi industry, which is a good thing. And that's because all these celebrities, they're still going out kind of doing their thing, but they're wearing masks.
Right.
And no magazine wants to buy the photos or publish the story because you really can't identify the person fully when their face is covered.
It's got to be so nice for a celebrity, though, to go out there now, finally be in the world and not be surrounded by cameras everywhere.
Yeah. And they're saying it's too easy for mistaken identity. So nobody wants to buy these stories that somebody's doing something bad or good because they have a mask on and they can't really tell who it is.
Well, it's funny because maybe like a year or two ago, if a celebrity was wearing a mask, that would be the big story.
Yeah, that they went out with a mask on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, why is she wearing a mask in public?
Unless it was Michael Jackson. He did that for years. He was ahead of the curve.
He really was. And I loved what he did with his kids. It was after Michael Jackson passed away, it came out that he made his kids wear masks so nobody would know who his kids were when the kids were out in public playing with their friends. I thought that was genius. So yeah,
you didn't know that till after he died?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, the kids wore masks since the day they were born.
Yeah.
Costumes. He used to dress them up with face masks, the whole deal.
Well, that I know, but I didn't realize Michael did that. So like when they went over to a friend's house to play, like the kids would always wear the mask. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
they all the time. It's part of their outfit.
It was part of their outfit. So I guess it's a good thing for the celebrities.
It really
that
is.
You know, they're not being like, you know, followed all the time because the paparazzi have pretty much given up, and a lot of the paparazzi are now getting different jobs and getting out of the field because they can't make any money selling a photo of, I think this is Ryan Reynolds. I'm not sure.
Right.
Because the person has a mask on.
You know, it'll probably be a good industry right now for the impersonation. You know, walking around like, oh wait, is that Brad Pitt?
Yes.
I don't know. Let's take a picture of him.
You could be the Dell guy. You should do something really bad, Gavin.
The Dell guy is done.
He is done. It's too bad because you do look like the Dell guy.
Do.
All right. It is 6:12. Don't forget, on the way, we're helping you with your bills. Your first shot at listening and winning $1,000. Coming up at 7, Trevor Daniel falling. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. 6:23, cloudy today. High near 90. It is time for Walmart Jeff's junk.
So we're all in this together.
Yes.
And being in this, I don't even know what you would want to call it now. I think people are just calling it the year 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, the coronavirus, you got murder hornets, you got mysterious seeds from China showing up at people's houses, a coin shortage. It's just
all right,
weird.
Enough.
So anyways, more and more people are eating comfort food. 75% of people are eating comfort food every day. Yes, Courtney?
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about the box of Cheez-Its I have on standby.
Oh, okay.
I got excited when you said comfort. For me, comfort food is a box of Cheez-Its. I know that's weird, but it is. I have to limit myself. When I open it, I have to take like 5 Cheez-Its out and put them in a little dish and walk away, or I will eat the whole box.
Yeah, one day.
Just 5?
Yeah.
Five Cheez-Its?
Yeah. One day, Courtney was like, I had 8 Cheez-Its yesterday. I was like, I had a half a bag of Doritos. Good for you. So here are the top 5 comfort foods people are turning to.
Yes.
Number 5 on the list. Homemade mac and cheese.
I still haven't mastered that. I don't know. That is the toughest thing to make. If you have mastered a good mac and cheese, send me the recipe because I can't figure that out for the life of me.
I will. I mean, I have a great homemade mac and cheese recipe.
The thing is,
it's a little expensive.
Yeah, because of all the cheese.
Because there's like 7 different cheeses in it. Mm. So good, though.
Let's go with the Kraft. I'm telling you, right out of the box, the best.
Number 4 on the list of the best comfort foods, pizza.
That's always a good one. That's a good one.
We were talking about pizza all day yesterday morning.
And then we realized Domino's doesn't open till 10:30 and we're out of here. So,
Some of the other best comfort foods, number 3 on the list, chocolate/candy.
Yeah, you got to have a little candy. I always have a little dark chocolate and I keep it in the fridge every now and then. I'll take a snack.
Number 2 on the list, Gavin, this is your comfort food.
Here we go. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Got to have it. Yep. Got some King Cones in the freezer right now.
Ah, nice.
Oh, the best.
And number 1 on the list, number 1 comfort food, potato chips / Cheez-Its.
Oh, the Cheez-Its. I'll give you that because we just talked about Utz chips.
Yeah.
They're like under the radar. They're not super expensive. They're not a Lay's, but they're the best chips on the planet. Utz.
Yeah, we actually talked about Utz, like potato chips, longer than we probably should have.
Yeah, I know. For about a half an hour.
Yeah. It was crazy.
But if you are stocking up on comfort food, we are going to help you with the bill. That's for sure. We pay your bills 12 times a day. Nobody gives away more money than we do. And your first shot at listening and winning $1,000, that's coming up at 7. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 640, time for Hollywood, brought to you by Kia of East Hartford. Well, a celebrity couple filing for divorce, Tracy Morgan. Oh. In his statement, he said, sadly, after almost 5 years of marriage, Megan and I are filing for divorce. This is a challenging time for all involved, so I ask that you please respect our privacy. They got married in 2015, right after he recovered from that horrible car crash that killed his best friend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
yeah.
They are now calling it quits. Oof. Megan Thee Stallion's fans and friends are showing love while she's on the mend. She was shot in the foot. She just had surgery. Megan posted a photo of flowers and a card from Rihanna saying, wishing you a full and speedy recovery. Beyonce sent flowers with a note saying, Queen, sending you all my love. And then Lizzo. I love Lizzo. Like, who needs flowers right now, right? Lizzo sent a care package full of all of Megan's favorite candies from all over the world. Wow. I mean, I'm talking a giant bag of candy. You can check out that bag and all the notes on our blog. And finally, Ryan Reynolds helped find a missing teddy bear. That's right. The missing bear went viral on social media because of its sentimental value to a young woman. Ryan used his platform to spread the word and even offered a $5,000 reward. The teddy bear went missing after the girl's backpack was stolen. The teddy bear contained a vocal recording from her late mother.
Oh, okay.
You know those teddy bears, we can record a message. Yeah, and so I guess her mom passed away and she would carry this bear everywhere. Ryan tweeted, in happier news, thank you everyone who searched high and low. To the person who took the bear, thanks for keeping it safe. Vancouver is awesome. You can see that post and, of course, all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for good news. If you've got good news and you want to share it with us, we'd love to hear your good news. 860-247-9570. Good news. If you live in West Hartford.
Yeah, I know, Courtney, you live in Windsor. Walmart Jeff, you live in East Hampton. I live in Hebron.
That's right. We got it covered.
We do. And a new list just came out of the best cities to live in Connecticut for 2020.
Really?
Several key factors include location, quality schools, crime rates, and house trends. I'll give you the top five. Number five, I can't believe it. Windsor is on this list.
No way. Oh, my God.
Windsor is on this list. What do you have to say? I think it's because of you, Courtney.
I would
you
like
know,
to say to all of the Windsor residents, I love you. Let's keep our town safe, and let's keep our town beautiful.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
It's that beautification you've been doing with all those rocks.
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, we have the Windsor Rocks Group where we spread love by painting rocks, and it's just a great place to live. Oh, my God.
Nice job. Number four, Southport. Number three, Simsbury. Number two, Avon. And the best town to live in Connecticut for 2020, West Hartford.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is awesome. And it's a good. I can't believe you made the list, Courtney.
I cannot believe Windsor made the list of those. Like Avon, Simsbury, right. West Hartford, and Windsor.
Pretty nice.
That is fantastic news. All right. I've got good news if you've got a sweet tooth. And I feel like I knew this already, but a new study came out saying eating chocolate is good for your heart. And you need to eat chocolate at least once a week. It leads to lower risk of heart disease at least once a week. So if you're worried about the Corona 15 or COVID 15 or whatever it is, don't worry about it. Just eat the chocolate because it's good for your heart. That's my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
This is pretty good news. Over the weekend, a Missouri man and his buddies, they were out doing a little whitewater rafting when they stopped their little raft and they decided to take a little dip in the water and walk around the water because it was really hot out.
Can you stop a raft when you're white water rafting? Yeah, isn't it a little dangerous?
Hard to do.
You know, when
it's
the water gets like calm and you really got nothing going on, they stopped to have a few drinks or whatever. So him and his buddies went swimming, and when he went back to the raft, he noticed that his prosthetic leg was missing.
Another leg story? What? Another missing leg?
Yes, another missing leg story.
So he took his leg off to swim.
So he posted on Facebook that his leg was missing, and then the Missouri police dive team actually saw the post, and they said, hey, we'll help you find your leg. So on Monday, They went out with the dive team. They looked for this guy's leg, and after 3 hours, they actually found the leg.
Wow.
And they reunited the leg with the man who lost it.
I love it. That's actually good news, Walmart, coming from you, and another leg story.
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
Another missing limb story. All right, if you've got good news, doesn't matter what it is. If it's good to you, it's good to us. Call us 860-247-9570. It's Post Malone. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Nicole.
Nicole, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Plainville.
Excellent. Nicole, do you have good news to share?
I do.
Share it.
So my daughter just turned 8, and every 3 weeks she needs a blood transfusion at CCMC because she has thalassemia.
Okay.
Well, this week her blood counts came back high enough where we actually get a skip for the one of the very few times we ever get to. So today, instead of going into the hospital all day for a transfusion, we get to spend the day with her doing anything we want. So it's little, but it's big for us because it's far and few in between that she actually gets a skip and doesn't need a blood transfusion.
Oh,
and every blood transfusion she doesn't get, saves her kidneys and her liver. And so anytime we get a skip, we praise God because it's just so good for her health.
Yes,
so
celebrate.
That's our good news for today. We get to spend the day.
Nicole, that is fantastic news. Thank you for sharing it. And listen, we're going to send out prayers and good vibes that you get to skip and skip and skip. I hope you have
please, all the time.
I will. Have a wonderful day. That's great news. And thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Yes, you can share your good news too. Call us 860-247-9570. Coming up, we've got $1,000 listen to win. That's next. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, welcome to the show. It's good news time. Do you have good news to share with us, Stephanie?
I have great news to share. I got a call yesterday from my son, my oldest son, to tell me he's a sailor. He's graduating tomorrow from boot camp in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my gosh. You must be so proud, Stephanie.
I am. He is actually the second of 3 out of 6 of my children that are going into the Navy. My youngest son is already serving. He's over in South Korea. And my youngest daughter is going in August 18th. So I am just way proud.
Wow, I'm proud, and I don't even know you guys. Stephanie, I love that. That's such great news. Thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yes, tell your son congratulations, and thank you for calling.
I will.